Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 669, Seasonal Affective Disorder, by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today, so let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Seasonal Affective Disorder by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. I live in Montana, and the next 6 months will be relatively cold and dark, the time of year when something called Seasonal Affective Disorder, or SAD, can surface. The constellation of SAD, or SAD, symptoms, which range from irritability, lethargy, and oversleeping to depression, can be combated in many ways. Standard treatment includes light therapy, talk therapy, and medication. But for those with mild SAD or the occasional winter blues, such as myself, a few nutrition and lifestyle tweaks can improve the winter outlook. An individual's dietary pattern has been shown in observational studies to be connected to mood. The common diet profile of people reporting depression, anxiety, and other mental health disorders includes excessive simple carbohydrates and added sugars, and a reliance on highly processed foods. While much of the research into mood and nutrition focuses on specific nutrients, it is clear that a diet comprised of whole, unprocessed foods, healthy fats, quality protein, low glycemic index carbohydrates, and limited added sugar is beneficial for mental health. One of the likely reasons the dietary pattern I just mentioned is beneficial for mental health and for health in general is that it is anti-inflammatory. Specific foods help us fight inflammation via high antioxidant, mineral, or essential fatty acid content. The superstar anti-inflammatory foods include dark leafy greens like kale, spinach, beet greens, chard, bok choy, and include cruciferous vegetables like broccoli sprouts, broccoli florets, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, as well as blueberries, beets, sources of omega-3s and monounsaturated fats like salmon, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, avocado, and olives, as well as potent anti-inflammatory herbs like turmeric, ginger, and cinnamon. Granted, those foods should be part of a healthy diet all year, but placing extra emphasis on these foods during the winter should help guard against, quote-unquote, the blues. Although it is important to get most of your nutrients from food, in the winter, I'll admit I do supplement with omega-3s and vitamin D. Omega-3s are beneficial for heart health, brain function, and have been shown to help alleviate moderate depression in some people. One of the best dietary sources of omega-3s are fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, trout, and herring. However, with increasing concern over heavy metal contamination in seafood, taking a fish oil supplement is a good alternative to frequent fish consumption. While more research needs to be done on the exact link between depression and SAD symptoms and fish oil supplementation, it is evident that an adequate intake of omega-3s is beneficial for mood. In order to ensure adequate omega-3s, eat one serving of wild-caught Alaskan salmon each week, and also take an omega-3 supplement that's been purity tested for mercury, other heavy metals, and contaminants. Now, because I live in the north, most of the year there is no way to obtain adequate vitamin D from the sun, so I take a vitamin D supplement. Vitamin D deficiency affects an estimated 1 billion people worldwide, especially in the far northern and southern hemispheres, and is tied to many health issues including osteoporosis, heart disease, infectious disease including the common cold and the flu, some cancers, multiple sclerosis, and mental health challenges. Additionally, vitamin D has been found to play an outsized role in mood regulation in people suffering from seasonal affective disorder. In addition to dietary shifts and supplements, there are several lifestyle adjustments we can implement to elevate winter mood. Exposure to bright light, particularly blue light, has been shown to be beneficial in treating SAD. The best source of blue light is daylight. Although blue light can be introduced indoors with artificial lighting, most physicians recommend trying to get as much time outdoors, especially in the morning, as possible. Getting outside in the morning or over lunch for a walk or jog is a great way to increase exposure to blue light while also working on another vital lifestyle variable, exercise. Exercise and physical activity are central to emotional regulation. Regular physical activity has been shown to be at least as effective at alleviating depression as antidepressant drugs, with some research showing exercise has greater effects long-term. Given the host of additional benefits to physical activity, as well as the lack of side effects, exercise is the most important lifestyle change one can make to defend themselves against the winter blues. Double the benefit by layering up, braving the cold, and exercising outside. It's energizing and invigorating. Although winter is not my favorite time of the year, I try to cultivate a positive attitude and be grateful for what this season does bring. The chance to experience glistening new snow, to curl up with a blanket and some tea to read a good book, or to see the joy on my daughter's face while sledding. Although it's trendy right now, incorporating concepts of hygge really does pay off, and not just for me. It's worth noting that many of the world's happiest countries happen to be geographically positioned to be most affected by seasonal affective disorder, yet their populations thrive. Four of the top five happiest countries are Nordic countries: Denmark, Iceland, Norway, and Finland. And while there are undoubtedly many explanations for their general happiness, their cultures prioritize diet and lifestyle patterns for optimal mental health year-round. Winter might be dark and cold, but it need not have that effect on mood. You just listened to the post titled "Seasonal Affective Disorder" by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You might have heard me refer to seasonal affective disorder as SAD or SAD. It all means the same thing. And Becca's right, this is a very real phenomenon. And I appreciate that she mentioned that her tips for how to possibly relieve symptoms of seasonal affective disorder doesn't always mean that it's cause and effect. By not doing something doesn't mean you're going to get seasonal affective disorder. Or by doing the things she mentioned doesn't mean it's going to lead you to not have those symptoms. Rather, what she mentions are associations. So if we weigh the pros and cons or the risk-benefit of doing some of the things Becca mentioned, she doesn't recommend anything really all that dangerous. Eating more nutritious foods, increasing your omega-3s, those things, very low risk. And yet if they have the potential to help you, let's do it. I did also appreciate that she mentioned when it comes to omega-3 supplements, you want to be very careful. Don't just buy any supplement. Make sure that it's met quality and purity standards, that the dose that it says on the label is actually the dose they're giving you. You want to make sure that it's actually composed of mostly omega-3 fats. There are sadly companies out there that market their pills as omega-3 rich, but instead are full of other stuff, like mostly monounsaturated fats. It's not a bad thing, you're just not getting what you paid for. There are a couple ways to determine whether your supplement met quality and purity standards. One, this requires a fee, is to go to consumerlab.com. They are an independent company that's not paid by supplement manufacturers or even the government. What they do is they independently test supplements randomly. So stuff that's on the stores at your CVS, they'll randomly grab some of those and they'll test them for quality and purity. They'll make sure that the dose that the company claims you're getting is actually what you are getting. They'll make sure there are no contaminants. So in order to access their database, you have to go to consumerlab.com and you do have to pay a nominal fee. I think it's something like $24 a year. If you are currently enrolled in an accredited university, chances are they already pay for this subscription. You just have to go through your library's database to access it. The other way that's free is when you're purchasing a supplement, pick up the bottle and look at the label. If you see a green and gold USP symbol, that means it's also been tested for quality and purity. You can also look for NSF. The NSF symbol is blue. So if you see USP or NSF on your supplement label, you're good. If you prefer to eat fish that's high in omega-3, just remember this mnemonic device. SMASH, S-M-A-S-H, stands for salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, halibut, and we can even add a little T at the end, so it's smashed T trout. Any of those fish would be high in omega-3s. All right, that's enough out of me for today, but before I go, if you want to see pictures of us hosts of the Optimal shows, plus quotes, behind-the-scenes stuff, and lots more, come follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Old Podcast. We'd love to see you there, and don't forget, we do bonus book raffles there, by the way. So again, you can find us on Instagram at Old Podcast. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.